Basically, what has the Kansas Supreme Court concluded here, Celia?
The long and the short of it is that the justices ruled that Kansas public schools are so underfunded, the situation actually violates the state constitution. And the justices were also concerned that the way we're funding our schools is really unfair to the students and the taxpayers in the poorer districts in particular. And the other important point to take away from this ruling is that the legislature is going to need to have a solution ready to go by the end of April, because they're going to head back to court and try to convince the justices that they've fixed the problem.
They're going to have to come up with another school funding formula.
That's exactly it.
And the legislature just did that. They just passed a new school funding formula this past spring. And with it, passed an additional $300 million for K-12 schools for the current academic year and for next year. So if $300 million more is not enough, how much will it take to satisfy the Kansas Supreme Court?
The ruling doesn't say precisely, but we could be looking at hundreds of millions of dollars here. The plaintiffs in the case had pushed for an extra $600 million on top of the $300 million that the legislature provided, and they're optimistic that that's still possible because the court does reference figures from the Kansas State Board of Education and other sources that point to much higher spending than what the legislature provided.
What reasons does the court give in that for saying that Kansas is still underfunding schools?
So the justices have made clear that they're concerned about the quarter of Kansas students that are struggling with proficiency in math and reading. And the burden was on the state to prove that that extra $300 million was enough for schools to help those kids. The justices are basically saying that the state hasn't put forth a very convincing argument. And the plaintiffs had argued on their part that that $300 million comes after years of budget cuts and inflation. And in that context, it's just not that much.
Democratic lawmakers who've been on the side of school districts in this case have sent out a number of I told you so's with this latest ruling. Has the Kansas Supreme Court kind of given them some validation here?
Yeah, they kind of did. The Democrats had based that prediction on the fact that Kansas courts have repeatedly ruled the state is violating the Constitution by underfunding public schools. And this latest ruling is similar to those past decisions. In fact, in Monday's ruling, the justices kind of pointed that out. They said that courts have found school funding in this state insufficient for 12 of the past 15 years.
So will lawmakers then start from scratch with a new school funding formula, or will it be more of an edit and revise sort of process when lawmakers come back together in January?
This formula that was just struck down is similar to a past formula. So it doles out money based on how many students each district has and a variety of other factors, such as how many kids they serve from low-income families. So it seems possible that lawmakers will go with something similar again, but hike the amount of funding per student.
Lawmakers raised taxes last spring over Governor Brownback's veto, in large part to pay for the additional funding for schools. What has Governor Brownback said about this latest ruling?
Brownback called the decision regrettable. He's often expressed concern that school funding really isn't a matter for the courts to get involved in.
Brownback, of course, is expected to make his exit soon, with his confirmation hearing to be religious freedom ambassador happening on Wednesday. And the dynamic at the State House could well be different with Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier stepping in. So what do you think? Will lawmakers raise taxes again to try to satisfy the court once and for all?
Well, Susan Weigel, who's the president of the state Senate, says that raising taxes is, quote, not going to happen. But the money would have to come from somewhere. So there's likely going to be a push for raising more revenue rather than cutting into things like infrastructure and health care to cover these school obligations. But we can expect a protracted and bitter fight. That's exactly what we saw this past spring when lawmakers were battling over tax increases to avoid a nearly $1 billion state deficit.